Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Let's compare Drake May to Tom Brady and Matt Stafford. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The former superstar at UNC and current MVP candidate in the NFL has similarities that go back 25 years and through this season. May and Brady became the starting quarterbacks in their second NFL seasons, ironically for the same New England Patriots franchise 25 years apart. Brady, the 199th pick in the 2000 NFL draft out of Michigan, was an unknown rookie reserve quarterback when the Pats went 5-11 and missed the playoffs by a mile. His coach, Bill Belichick, named him the starter after veteran Drew Bledsoe was injured in the second game of the 2001 season. Brady helped the team to reverse its record to 11-5 and led them to his first of seven Super Bowl championships while earning three regular season MVPs and five such Super Bowl honors. He is generally believed to be the GOAT among all-time football QBs. May's long-term success is to be determined, but he has had a fast start comparable to TB12. Due to his established stardom in two seasons at Carolina, Drake left school after 3 years and was the third pick in the 2024 NFL draft. He started the last half of his rookie season that ended up 4-13 for an otherwise bad Patriots team. But as a full-time starter, he has thrown 30 TD passes and led vastly improved New England to its first AFC division championship since 2019, the last season Brady played for Belichick. The Patriots are currently 13-3 with one game remaining and still could earn a first-round bye in the playoffs. That game against Miami might also decide whether the 23-year-old May beats out Stafford, the 37-year-old veteran with the L.A. Rams, who play Arizona in their last regular season game this Sunday. And there is also a chance the Patriots and Rams could meet in the Super Bowl on February 8th in Santa Clara. If so, May would be 1 year younger than Brady was in his first big game. May's pro stats versus Stafford, who played at Georgia, are uncannily close. Drake leads the NFL in pass completion accuracy, 71.7%, and is tied for third with 30 TD passes. He threw five in the two-plus quarters of New England's 42-10 Sunday slaughter of the Jets as the Pats won their first AFC East Division title in 5 years. Stafford has completed 66% of his passes and has 40 for touchdowns with only five interceptions. He has also thrown the longest pass completion this season, 88 yards. He has the second-highest quarterback rating at 112.1. Guess who is first at 112.9? Since Stafford is nearing the end of his career and has never been the MVP in the NFL, he has to be the sentimental favorite of the media to win it this year. After all, May has another 10 to 15 seasons to bring home all kinds of hardware like Brady did. This is Art Chansky. See ya.